heard copywriters online throw around the terms copywriting and content writing. Aren't they the same thing? What is web copy? What is web content? Brings up a lot of confusion when they are actually two distinct things. So in today's video, we're going to do the very practical task of defining copywriting and content writing and really understanding the four differences that entrepreneurs need to know. All right, stay tuned. We're going to dive into it right now.
Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy.
All right, let's dive in so that you know what the differences are between copy and content and really why that matters to you as an entrepreneur. So we'll start with one thing, which is both copywriting and content marketing are essential. They must be involved in every successful business. They are both part of a marketing strategy and are connected to your sales strategy. So don't think you're going to go and pick and choose. You can highlight one and focus on one for a little while, but you really need to have both. The reason that we're defining the differences are so that A, you understand how it is that you can create both more effectively. B, if you're going to do it yourself, you can go and search the right information so that way you have the right structures and goals in place. Or C, if you're going to hire someone to do it for you, you know how to hire. Like, you know who it is that you're looking for, and you can listen for key phrases or red flags. All right, copywriting. Copywriting is any writing that you're doing with the direct goal of making a sale. So it includes anything with a clear buy now instruction, whether it's literally the words buy now or subscribe, sign up. The specific words in this context don't matter so much. It's more about the fact that you're making a sale. You're selling them on providing you money, potentially time if you're selling them on attending a webinar, for example, or their information like an email address. I consider those last two copywriting as well, because those are things of value that you're asking for them to give you, especially if it's pretty early in your relationship, that requires some selling. So anything with a clear exchange of goods, we can say. And obviously when it's literally that they're buying something from you, product or service. So examples of copywriting are the obvious sales page, could be a services page, a sales email, and sales email sequences would definitely fall in that too. But even things like Instagram posts or LinkedIn posts, anything that ends in that call to action to buy or exchange goods in exchange for something that you are providing. On the other hand, content writing is anything that you're doing to inform, to educate, to engage, to nurture, to build trust, to build loyalty. If that's the main goal of what you're writing, then that is content writing. So examples would be things like blog posts, your weekly newsletter or monthly newsletter, anything that you put out on Instagram with the goal of really getting comments in return or DMs, those would all qualify as content. So there is a connection between copywriting and content writing, and that is that someone who feels you're providing them value, who really trusts your brand, who feels like they resonate with you and the stories that you tell, so someone who's engaged in content writing is way, way more likely to say yes to an offer that you make them. So when you do send them an email that's a sales email, or when you do throw a sales post into your Instagram feed, they're way more likely to say, yes, I am going to buy now, or yes, I'm going to give you my email in exchange for that freebie, if they have trust and they have that relationship with you already. So a solid content marketing plan that's consistent, that is strategic, all of that makes a huge difference in the effectiveness of the copy that you write. They're deeply tied. You do need copy because ultimately asking them directly, will you buy something, and creating the psychological journey that copywriters do, that is going to help you make that final sale. But they need to be primed as much as possible for that. You're setting up your copywriter, or yourself if you're writing your own copy, for success if you have a really strong content marketing plan. Okay, so now that we know what the different goals are of copywriting and content writing, we're going to look at another difference. So with copywriting, a copywriter uses the brand voice, not their own voice. They need to really be good at understanding the voice of their client. They should be good at brand messaging. They should have an intake process for any new client that they take on. And so they're writing in that brand voice. They don't have a byline, so their name is not on the page, right? It needs to sound like it's coming from the brand. So they really have to get into the mind, not only of the brand themselves or the business owner, but also the ideal clients. They're speaking the right language to them, because there's a lot of psychology that goes on in copywriting. On the other hand, with content writing, you could have someone take on the brand voice and ghostwrite. So pretend basically to be the business owner, or to just generically be staff at the company. But content writing does offer the opportunity of getting a byline, and therefore adding your personality in. So it's really important to understand what those two options are, whether it is that you're trying to decide, do you want to be a copywriter or a content writer, but also so that if you're going to hire someone, that you know who it is you're looking for, right? Like, and you know what the goal is, you know that you need to write a sales email. Okay, I'm going to go for a copywriter, right? And you also know that a copywriter should not be asking for a byline. Now, they may ask for something else other than obviously compensation. They might ask for, you know, being able to use a testimonial from you, to be able to say that they wrote for you, that sort of thing. They can still get recognition, and it can still be all like with integrity. You know, they're not meant to be like hiding, and it's not like that at all. But it's just, that's the nature of copywriting. They're writing for you, very much so. And for a content writer, you have so many options. You could hire featured writers, so someone who's a great blogger and who writes in your niche. Maybe you can offer to give them a guest slot, or you can pay them to do some writing for you as well. There's a lot of opportunity there, but you really do need to know who it is that you're looking for and what is standard practice. Another reason that understanding this difference between copywriting and content writing is so important when you're hiring someone is because a lot of people do not do both, right? You need to obviously be clear, are you hiring a copywriter or a content writer? But within something like content writing, you also have people who are very specialized. You can find content writers who, for example, focus on medical content writing, you know, where they keep up to date with health journals, and maybe they even have like a nursing background and they're able to utilize that. You might have some people who are much more comfortable with psychology or science and tech. You don't necessarily have to have someone that niche. There are definitely content writers who work more broadly than that. But if you are working in one of those fields where a knowledge of what it is that you do is important, like it's kind of a fundamental that you need to look for, know that there are people who are going to be specialized. It really, really, really helps. Ooh, so the third difference that entrepreneurs really need to know about copy and content writing is how you measure success is different for each type of writing. Really important. Because like I said, they're both critically important to a well-run business. And we have a lot of problems when we see entrepreneurs who don't fully understand the difference to start with, but even more than that, who are thinking that they can measure all success by sales. So if they're trying to connect the success of a blog post directly to, I don't know, maybe like there's a brief reference in the blog post to something that you offer, like, or maybe you have recipes on your website, and so within the recipe you might link to the wooden spoon that you use, for example. Now, that's awesome. That's a great practice. That's a great idea. And who knows, it could result in sales. But the main point there is to get traffic to your website, right? Like, it's not about selling the spoon. That would be the product page in that case. That would be copywriting. So when an entrepreneur starts to think that sales on the spoon or like clicks on the spoon to their cart, that's supposed to tell them if the blog post or the recipe was successful, that doesn't work because you're not measuring the success of the content marketing, right? Content marketing is measured in different ways. So of course, copywriting, you can measure by things like click-through rate. So if you send an email with a buy now instruction or to learn more, to set up a discovery call, click-through rates can really tell you if that was a successfully written email. That also open rates themselves, right? If it's a copywriter who gets really great open rates, so their subject lines must be really strong, right? And if their subject lines aren't strong, you're also going to be less likely to get a good open rate. Now, that's also something you can consider for content writing, right? Newsletters are typically just content writing, where you're providing value, staying top of mind, building trust. And if they have a good open rate, then a piece of copy that goes out is going to be more likely to have a good open rate. But if people don't look forward to your emails ever anyway, then the copywriter can't do much, right? You're probably going to ignore it unless you have some riveting subject line. And that can be done, but usually, right, content writing is the foundation. So you can decide if content writing was successful by things like open rates. You can also check read time. How long did someone stay on that blog post on your webpage? The longer, the better, right? They were enjoying it more. The longer they're on your site, the more likely they are to build that relationship with you, to then click onto another post. The longer they stay on, the more likely they are to buy. So read time is a really good measure for content writing. Another way you can measure content writing success is if you're on social media, you can see based on the engagement rate. So if you had a really strong opening line on something like Facebook or Instagram, and if you start to get a lot of comments back, or if people hit the DM button and go straight there, or if someone sends you a private message on Facebook and refers back to that post, those all count as engagement from that post. And if you have a lot of engagement, that's a really, really good piece of content writing, and you want to replicate that, look at why it worked. That's a good measure of success. So to summarize that point, you measure the success of copywriting and content writing differently. Another hugely important reason for both you and the sanity of the content writer or copywriter you work with. It's really, really important to know that distinction. And also, if you're doing your own writing, I should definitely say this, if you're doing your own copy and content writing, which a lot of entrepreneurs do in the online business world, that's how you know if what you're writing is working, right? You need to look at those same results. And you can definitely improve upon them when you have data to understand what is and what isn't working. The fourth really important difference is also when it comes to budget, let's say. So if you are going to outsource, copywriters are pretty much always going to be more of an investment. There are some reasons for that, and largely it is that the copywriter, what they write, is directly tied, again, like we were just saying, it's directly tied to the revenue that's brought in, right? Copywriters, to be really successful, need to have a strong content marketing background going on in the business. It is very, very valuable. But the kind of final make or break moment comes down to the copywriting, and then also some practical things like making sure that the cart is working properly, right? Like, don't forget those. They need to be checked too. But because a copywriter is so deeply tied to revenue, they typically are going to make more. Also, because of that connection to revenue, they are more likely to ask for a commission. I wouldn't say that that's the most likely scenario in general. Most copywriters, I would say, are paid for the project, but some will ask for commission, and sometimes that can be a really good option for both sides. It just depends on, I would say, the copywriter's level of experience and also what you're expecting as a result from this sales push. Content writers are going to be the ones more likely to work on an hourly basis, or they may work on a per project basis, but it's typically going to stay at a flat rate. There are not going to be commissions. So they may have a rate for a blog post of 1,000 words, for example. And you can definitely decide on the pay structure that works for you and your business, but you can also ask the content writer why it is that they do that, right? So you might be thinking, well, if I pay them hourly, then as they get to know my business better, they'll get faster and faster and it'll start to be more worthwhile. But on the other hand, if you know for sure that they're writing 4 blog posts for you a month, then you can count on that, right? So it is important to understand the pay structure and how they can be different for each side. There are always exceptions. Every copywriter, every content writer runs their own business, and you can definitely have conversations to understand what will work best for the two of you. But those are some typical ways that copy and content writers work, so that gives you something to work with before you head in and start looking for them. We've reached the end of our list of the four important differences for entrepreneurs to know between copywriting and content writing. Which of these four is new to you? I would love to hear in the comments below. And if you're looking for more support in learning how to do copywriting and content writing yourself, or either or, then you might want to consider doing writing coaching. I offer writing coaching on a monthly basis for entrepreneurs, and that includes a strategy call, up to 4,000 words of copy revised a month. That is, for most people, that could be something like 4 blog posts, it could be like a whole website in just a month. And you also get access to templates, take and tweaks. You get a lot of support in writing coaching. So for entrepreneurs who are looking to learn how to do it themselves, I would strongly recommend that you check it out. So the link to that will be in the description box below.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.